This is Pastor Hannah, and today's devotion is for Psalm 121 on March 25th, 2020. I'm going to start by reading the psalm, and you can follow along in your Bible or just listen. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Reading through these words felt really healing for me this week. There's been so much on social media, in the news, in think pieces about what we are experiencing as a country and as a world right now. People are veering between feeling safe and assured and then feeling terrified and frightened. People are looking for answers in all kinds of places. Things are changing so quickly that it's easy to feel paralyzed because it feels like, why do anything if things are just going to be changed in a few hours? When you walk into a grocery store and see empty shelves, or when you hear that yet another state or city is completely on lockdown, it's easy to get tunnel vision, to just put your head down and go. Psalm 121 reminds us to stop, take a deep breath, and look up. It literally begins with, I lift my eyes up to the hills. It is telling us to still our bodies, still our minds, still our spirits, and to look up, to lift our eyes to the hills. And here in Colorado Springs, we have beautiful hills to look at. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? And the answer is immediate. There's not a long tangent. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So the God who made that beautiful mountain on the west side of our city, that is the God who is helping us in our time of need. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. This psalm feels eerily prescient for our current situation. Denver was just put on shelter in place, and maybe we're afraid we'll be next. So the idea of the Lord keeping us from both sun and moon, shaded and protected, might feel a little too literal right now. When we study the Bible, and especially the Psalms, we often are thinking in terms of metaphor, that it doesn't really mean the sun or moon. It's just a metaphor for emotional or spiritual pain. And that might be true sometimes, but in our current situation, what we're all doing is most relevant to our physical selves, to our physical safety, and the safety of our bodies. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. So this is a little strange because, again, this sounds exactly like what we're going through. I have only left my house to take walks with my family and to do a birthday parade for a friend's son for almost 2 weeks. So this might be a metaphor most of the time, but it also sounds a lot like my life right now. But what I really love about these closing lines is this. The phrasing is a little odd, but it speaks to the eternity of God. The Lord will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in. It's a great reminder and a great reassurance that God has us, that no matter what happens, God is with us and God is over our lives, every part of them. A lot of us are struggling right now with anxiety and stress because we feel like we're not in control and we don't know what's coming. And all we can control is what we do and how we react to the situation that we're in. But it can be scary and intimidating. And then there's some of us who don't have the option of stopping to look at the hills. Our healthcare workers, grocery store workers, teachers, first responders, and they need us to be clear-headed and prayerful and cautious so that they can put their heads down and just work. So when our fear or anxiety are rising, when we start to put our heads down and get that tunnel vision, we can let this psalm remind us to lift our eyes to the hills. Our God is here, and our God is our help. Let's pray. God of the hills, who keeps our lives, who keeps our going out and coming in, we know you are always with us. Yet sometimes we put our heads down and run because we are afraid. Bear us up in our fear and anxiety, God. Steady us and let us feel the truth and power of your love and grace for each of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.